Lindsay. It's Radio Now. Good morning. We just wrapped up Pumpkinhead, and you can see it. It's still live on Instagram. Joe and Mackenzie. What are you doing over there?
I'm calling producer Porkchop and Liv. Because, and intern Chloe, because we have our coffee orders and I want to make sure they get them.
Okay.
They're not picking up, though.
Oh, you're going to have a rough day if you don't get your coffee.
I know.
All right, well, you keep on trying. I'm going to get into Joe's journey right now. Hey, I did something really big last week. I actually want you to go check it out if you've not already on our IG. It's Joe Mackenzie. I posted a photo. I chose to. I didn't lose a bet or anything or forced to, of me, like, with my shirt off, just to really, like, put it out there, because you sometimes don't realize things until you really look at yourself in the mirror. And I was 394.6, and I still don't have a plan together. I'm being honest. Like, I'm trying to eat better and healthier. I haven't had candy because I don't have diabetes, but I was pretty much almost pre-diabetic when I got my blood sugar drawn. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to have diabetes if I can stop it. So,
and let's say the real reason you haven't had candy.
Oh, my wife Lindsay's hiding it all.
Lindsay has hidden all of the candy.
Yeah.
I've given up. You can't find it.
Give it up on Halloween candy. There's right. Nothing there. So it was 394.6. What have I been doing? Nothing crazy. Like I said, I'm still trying to figure my crap out. And thank you for messaging me. I feel like sometimes people, Mackenzie, are like, oh my gosh, like this guy can't get his stuff together. You're right. I'm a hot mess. But I'm trying each day to be a little bit better. That's why I'm using the hashtag better each day, closer to my goal and Joe's journey, because that's kind of what's happening here. But anyways, I have walked a crap ton. I did disc golf. I've been walking my dogs. Just basic things. I'm trying not to eat crappy food. Just, I don't even have a plan, but just eat better than what I was. Less fast food. And I'll tell you what, it did really well this week. I feel great. And I went from 394.6 to this week, I'm 389.8. I'm down 4.8 pounds.
Awesome.
And I feel great. That's an awesome number. I want it to be 14.8 pounds, but 4.8, I'm going to start looking at that positive mindset, is freaking awesome. In reality, if I'm doing this for long term, I need to lose a couple of pounds a week, not 5 or 10 a week. And I have to, I cannot get to that mindset. It's so hard.
I am so proud of you. First off, if you want to do one thing to jumpstart your weight loss, and Joe has done this and I've talked to him about it, drink tons and tons of water. Flush your body. I have a buddy, you know him as well. He tipped the scale at 400 pounds. He lost over 250 pounds.
Wow.
The number one thing he did, downed water all day, every day. And he said that was just the number one thing, not anything else, pure water. So something simple if you're looking for it. I had to break some bad news to you though, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Sleep deprivation causes hormone imbalance, and it's 10 times harder to lose weight because we have a crazy schedule of getting up at 3 a.m. I'm just telling you, you're going to have to work probably doubly hard. And people that have odd hours know this, because when you lack of sleep, your body just hangs on to it.
Well, that's why as soon as I leave work, I go home and take a nap.
That's why it's important, essential for your physical and mental well-being to be able to go home and take that nap and take care of yourself.
Now I know why I have moobs. It's my hormonal imbalance. And I got hot flashes.
But you got this. I'm so proud of you. It's little things every day and making the decisions.
Thanks, Mackenzie. That's Joe's journey. We'll check it again this time next week here on Radio Now. Hey, we want to play a little movie game. Call right now if you'd like to play for fun. If you know your like horror movies or Halloween movies,
ooh,
it's 833-563-2539.